Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
Good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. It is 6 minutes past 6 o'clock, and we're going to talk about Oregon's revenge governor today. Yes, she's back in the news. Well, no, she isn't in the news. That's the problem. Because not only did Oregon's revenge governor make national news when she made that comment, but apparently her latest comment has now gone just unnoticed. You see, now she says she wants to eradicate Trump forces from Oregon. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean you? Does that mean me? What does she mean by eradicate? Isn't this the language of Hitler? Of the Nazis? Kind of seems like it is, isn't it? How come the news media isn't saying anything about this? Just curious. Kate, by the way, uses no science at all to revise her lockdown policies. Now, I'll tell you why I think this is and the story about it, because it is going to lead to something that you and I are not going to like. And then the anti-Measure 11 hearing that was held at the state capitol. Well, kind of held, because, you know, nobody really is in the capitol until they actually have to vote on something. And then they slither in, including the six Republican rhinos who betrayed us all and our liberty over in the Senate. They slither in also so they can get more goodies, more payoff for their, violation of the oath of their office, for not supporting and defending the Constitution, for not supporting and defending our individual rights, our liberties, given to us by God and not by government. But, hey, they don't care because they think you and I have short memories. Well, we don't. And we're past that now. There's a price to be paid, and there should be, and there will be. Because it ain't going to be just, they're not, the Democrats are not stopping at guns, folks. If you think they are, you are sadly mistaken. There is nothing now that Republicans will not take a stand for. Talking specifically about Republican senators that are the rhinos, not those that walked out. They did the right thing. They did the only thing constitutionally and legally they could do to stop the Democrat onslaught of policies, bad ideas that hurt you. You see, Measure 11 keeps you safe and has kept you safe. And because Republicans won't shut the place down, specifically these six Republican rhino senators, because they won't do it, Measure 11, quote-unquote reform, which is the gutting of Measure 11 is what it amounts to, is going to happen. And it is going to make you a lot more unsafe. Because you see, now the bad guys are going to get out of jail early. Really early. If they go to jail at all. Rapists. Murderers. That's right. And in doing that, because these six rhino Republican senators who swore an oath to uphold the Constitution, then promptly didn't. Because of that, now the bad guys are going to be out there. And because they didn't, uphold the Constitution and walk out and stop the bad gun bill, guess what? You just lost a lot of your ability to defend yourself and your family with a firearm against the bad guys that are also going to be released early, that are going to be assaulting you and your families in the communities that you live in. Because Republicans wouldn't uphold their office, the oath of office. They did not protect your right, your God-given right to protect yourself, to defend yourself with a firearm. They will not. Every one of them should either resign, be recalled, or be replaced in the Republican primaries with a conservative Republican who will stand for you and your rights and your constitutional God-given right to defend yourself and your family. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. That's primarily what we're going to talk about today, and we'll go to the phones right now to Ron, who's on the line. Brother, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm down south in basically old Herman Bay Sugars area on an undisclosed location in God's country. And okay. The thing is this, what you just mentioned there, people, I lived in L.A. This is Great Society Part 2. And first thing they do is declaw your law enforcement in your communities. Second thing is revolving door for your prisons. This has been going on since the end of 2017 legislation. Nobody don't understand. They've been unraveling Measure 11 piece by piece. 2015, 2017, we had 48,000 property crimes, murders, and everything else. We're well over 100 plus thousand every year of these things, counting suicides and everything. Suicides is off the chart because of the Wuhan virus, especially on our kids. They don't want to address the true issue of that nature. They want to kick a can down the road. You got Jezebel Crow Brown, as I call her, because it's not Jim Crow on blacks. It's Jezebel Crow on individual liberties and security. And as our founding fathers say, if you choose to protect your security and forsake your liberties, you shall have neither. These six senators, Hansel, Knope, Tim Knope, I got to make sure I say that, and especially Fred Gerard. I am so urinary tract off. I called his office 3 times, and I'm going to tell you, I'm not happy. A lot of people's not happy. Another person, unfortunately, is moving out of this state that's close to me. And I'm sick of it. Either get a backbone or resign. And then the last thing is, my brother, you got these people talking about big tent. Remember that? I sent you an article from Texas, from Andrew Torba, from Gab. It's worth reading. And he talks about these guys, the usurpers that may be coming in the party, to say, oh, we need big tent, but bring liberal ideology, undermine the foundation of the Republican Party since 1854. And the foundations of it is God, history, knowing your Constitution, respecting the founding fathers, and understanding why they give us our endowed rights, not from man nor government, from God, and the right to stand up for freedom, whether it's the abolitionist movement or the civil rights movement. This attack by this governor is almost treasonous. This laying down by these six Republicans is no different than having a Vichy government in France while Germany was going through, getting ready to go into Poland and conquer it, and Austria. This is what I see. May God bless you people in this state, but get involved. Email, write, text, call, blow their phones up. And if you, and I'm not advocating nothing wrong, but if they're in your neighborhood, talk to them. Because if you don't, if inaction, you choose. Liberties is gone, and you will have no security. God bless you.
Amen. Couldn't have said that any better myself, because that's true. Your inaction is going to cause you to lose your liberty, friends. Now, what would that action be? Well, let me tell you, as a man of faith, the first thing you do is you pray for these six rhinos that they will come to their senses. And then secondly, you take action, like Ron just said, communicate with them your displeasure at what they've done. Because there is nothing now that stands in the way of the communist radical agenda of the left. Because Republicans won't walk out. They won't shut anything down. Had they walked out, they could have negotiated everything from a position of strength. Now they're just going to get bought off. They're going to get a few crumbs that come down and help us at the individual level. A few crumbs. And they're going to hurt us in the meantime. Where they could have walked out. The alternative was they could have walked out, which is constitutionally legal, folks. They could have supported and defended the Constitution and our rights, their oath of office, had they walked out and had leverage to negotiate the way back into the building. But no, there was too much money on the table and too much of a threat from Kate Brown that Kate would punish them if they walked out. They wouldn't get money for their districts that is needed in some cases, right? Because of the wildfires, which are at least in part in Kate's fault, because they're bad policies and not responding properly. But other things. See, it's about money. You see, your rights and your liberties, your God-given right to defend yourself, took a back seat to money from politicians. This is why they don't deserve our respect. Why you need to pray for them, that they'll see the light, number one. Number two, you need to let them know what you think. And then when the opportunity presents itself for you to participate in their replacement, you need to be a part of that. Tim, I want you to hang on through the bottom or the 6:20 break here. Tim has often said, you get what you don't do. And that really falls in line precisely with what Ron's just said. If you don't express your displeasure to these six rhinos who swore an oath to uphold the Constitution and then did not do it, they're deceived. Or they just outright didn't mean it and they lied to you. You see, now these rhinos are going to allow the weakening of Measure 11, which turns the bad guys loose in your communities. And in fact, if you rape a teenager at knife point under Measure 11, you get 8.3 years mandatory. Under the new legislation that is going to go through based on these six rhinos refusing to walk out, they're going to get 2.8 years instead of 8.3. Or they get probation. And there's more. I got a lot more. Go away. Back in a moment. 6:20.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. In a moment, we're going to chat with Tim. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails always to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM. Dot news. Mr. Transmission MileX.com. I want to say this right. It's a little bit of a mouthful. It's Wilsonville Auto Repair, folks. They're one of our new sponsors. And they do a lot more than just transmission. But let's talk about transmissions for a moment. Because if yours is giving you unmistakable signs that something ain't right, and you know it because, you drive your vehicle, and you know when it shifts properly, and all of a sudden when it starts shifting differently, that's a big red flag. What you need to do is take the short trip up the freeway to Wilsonville to Mr. Transmission Mile X. Wilsonville Auto Repair. And they'll make just an appointment with you, and they'll check it out. Doesn't cost you anything. Now, seriously, folks, that ought to be worth something to you. So go check it out. They have a great website. It's called Wilsonville Mr. T Mile X.com. Wilsonville Mr. T Mile X.com. By the way, if you do have to have a transmission repair, they get a $200 off transmission repair coupon. That's worth something. I think it is. Plus some great customer testimonials. Wilsonville Mr. T Mile X.com. Let's go to Tim. Tim, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Let's talk about the senators first. Well, if their strategy, it's all about the money, that means they're not that smart, because all you have to do is dress the money, and you can get to them. Now, they happen to be in districts, or they represent parts of the state. Well, I wonder what would happen if there was an impact on their district. Now,
there is an impact on many of their districts, Tim, because many of them live in rural areas, and some of them have been devastated by the wildfires. Fred Girard lost his home, his childhood home, the home he lived in, due to the wildfires, burnt to the ground. So emotionally, this has certainly affected him. So, yeah, a lot of their constituents are, in fact, being impacted by state policies. But even if they're not, Tim, when you hold out tons of COVID cash, politicians want to bring home the bacon, the pork.
I'll tell you, Jeff, I'll tell you. Number one, you want to get the governor. Walk out and make her have to make those decisions. Then she's impacting them. So if you ask me, how do you want to get to the governor, get her blamed for it, walk out, and she's the one who has to do it, and she'll get blamed for it. Now, within the districts, they have to get support. There are things that are important to them. Okay, what the heck is it? Then you decide what actions do you want to take. When you run for office, you have strategies, which I don't understand, to get people to vote for you. Okay, do that for the same reason you walking out, because you're doing it for them, period. You can probably get more for them by walking out, unless it's all about the money. That's all you're doing it for.
Well, but I'm saying to you that you can actually get both if you walk out, because now you negotiate from a position of strength. Because now they can't move any of their leftist agenda forward unless Republicans came back into the building, provided quorum. So then you negotiate this stuff, including the money that needs to go to your districts. That has to be part of it. And what most people don't understand is that Kate does the negotiating, Tim. It isn't so much Peter Courtney. It's Kate.
That's great. And the reason for that is blame her for it.
Yes.
You walked out. I walked out, and I did it for you. Let's see what she does for you. If she holds back money, then that gives you ammunition to go after her. It gives you ammunition to go after the Democrats, because you haven't participated in it. The Republican Party hasn't participated. It's all Democrats. It's all the governor. It's the easiest thing to do if you want to get the governor.
Now, to do exactly what you just said and to make the point, Republicans should have done what I suggested. And that is, they walk out of the building and hold a news conference on the sides, or maybe even in front of the fence with all the news cameras going, warning everybody they're going to walk out and Kate is going to be the reason why. And that Kate is telling us she's going to punish our citizens who are already devastated by her bad rural policies and her lockdown. You get in front of it. Republicans are just so bad, Tim, at framing the debate. If they had done that, what's Kate going to do? Is she then literally going to punish them? No, because everybody would be watching.
I bet she tries.
Am I wrong?
Because she doesn't care. And she'll blame it on the people walking out.
No, no.
I love it.
She does. She has future plans.
Sure.
So she doesn't want to destroy her political career. Although, with this latest comment about eradicating Oregon of Trump forces, which apparently has, it's on the Gateway Pundit. I have it on the show plan today, but apparently, Tim, nobody else is paying attention to it. Tim, thank you. Excellent points. We need to blame it where the blame is truly due, on the Democrats and, more importantly, on Kate. Because Kate's driving the bus, folks. You need to know that. Tina and Peter do whatever Kate wants. You need to understand that. You know, when Herman Bertziger and the Republicans walked out last time, they weren't negotiating with Courtney. They were negotiating with Kate. Walt writes about Ron's comments, an email. Could you please remind everyone about the Chris Ann Hall classes this evening at 7 p.m. at the River Church, folks? We're learning in great detail about the Constitution and the formation of the United States. It's much more detailed than anything we learned in public education. Great group of local people coming together for the salvation of liberty. Thanks, Walt. Tonight, 7 o'clock at the River Church, right next to Harbor Freight on Portland Road. Back in a moment at 6:30.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
24 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. In a moment, we're going to chat with Glenn. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line, or you can send me an email to jeff@kslm.news, or my other email address, which is jeff@1220.am. By the way, did you know that you could vote for the best radio station in the Willamette Valley? You can. No kidding. You can go to VoteBOWV.com. That BOWV stands for Best of Willamette Valley.com. VoteBOWV.com. What you want to do is you want to click on things to do. There'll be a number of tabs that you can click on. You want to click on things to do. And when you click on things to do, you get radio stations at the bottom on the left. Click on radio station, and KSLM comes up first. So if you love this radio station, and we deeply appreciate all of you who listen, and especially those of you who quite literally will make it a point, and some of you do because you tell me about it, of doing business specifically with our advertisers, some of which have faced a lot of pushback from the left because they advertise on this conservative talk radio station. So Not only do you, and we're very grateful for your patronage of our advertisers, like Freedom Heating and Air, another one of our great advertisers. They've been in the Salem area for over 40 years. They truly do make your life better in a whole host of ways. Check out their website, freedomheatingandair.net, freedomheatingandair.net. One of the other things you could do is literally vote for KSLM to be the best radio station in the Willamette Valley. So just go to votebowv.com. Votebowv.com. Click on things to do and click on radio station, and you can vote for KSLM. And you can share it, by the way, too. I just shared it on Facebook. Let's go to Glenn, who's on the line. Glenn, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Yeah, Jeff, on a serious note about comparing results in Oregon and results in California, their impeachment with over 2 million votes. We have that between Gray Davis when Arnold came in California, because I was there, looking at we lost because of her trickery. I think she was involved in the loss of the trickery to have her removed through the state systems, challenging all the numbers, all the names that were on the sheets. But in reality, I think to myself, if she does it, if the way this state is going, and she doesn't have all this cash from the old new Obama administration coming in, from all these fake bills out of the House of Representatives, blowing the money on what these five or six major states, California, Illinois, New York. We know where the money's going. Other than that, for Kate, what does she have going for her? And when we did the walkout last year or year before, did we gain any seats in either the Senate or the House here in Oregon? I don't think we did.
Yeah, we picked up one seat net in the House, and we picked up one. We stayed even in the Senate. We picked up the seat on the coast. It was formerly held by Democrats. And then we lost the seat here in Salem by only 505 votes. It used to be held by Jackie Winters. It was Denise Bowles that lost to a Democrat. 505 votes is all it took. So basically, it didn't hurt Republicans. And not a single Republican who walked out, the exception of Denise Bowles, lost. None of them did. And some of them faced some tough challenges. And they use that narrative, Glenn, that you're getting paid for a job, show up to go to work. And the narrative that we know, that we poll tested, that counters that, because it's a strong narrative. The narrative that says the opposite, that works to defend yourself, is very simply this. I walked out to defend the rights of my constituents because the Democrats were going to pass bad bills that hurt them. That's all you have to say. And people get it.
So that's where we have to push then. That's your feeling, is that where we have to push to get the same results like we did from the effect of what happened the last time they walked out. But in this case, some of them didn't, and did some of them did walk out and some of them didn't. Is that correct?
Yes. So there was, Tim Canope stuck around through one of the walkouts, although he eventually, to his credit, did walk out eventually. He's Republican senator from Bend. He just won a reelection, by the way, in a district that has turned even more Democrat. Okay, that did, however, replace one of his two Republican representatives in his district. There's always two representatives for every Senate district in Oregon. One of them got replaced, Sherry Helt, by a Democrat. She didn't walk out, and she lost.
Okay. But going forward, Jeff, this governor and this state have been losing ground financially from all the companies either leaving or the companies that are not going forward, and the money that's been lost in downtown Portland and the major areas, she needs to eat that. We need to make her eat that. We need to make every Democrat eat that. That needs to be the focus of our message.
And I agree. Now,
I know for a fact the technologies of Intel and all the other technology companies are leaving. I have blueprints for some of the machines that were shipped out of one of the buildings in Hillsboro. They were bought and they're going to Arizona. I know they don't have the money. They're not making any money in this state like they were. The only money that's going to save her neck is the money she's getting from the cash out of Nancy and Schumer.
You're right. You're absolutely correct. You're 100% right. That's the only thing that's going to save Oregon is a bailout.
Good. By the way, yes, bailouts. How many bailouts can they afford before this is going to self-implode?
Because
I know I'm taking blueprints down south.
So how many liberal states are there? Okay. And how much money deeply are they in debt with unfunded liabilities due to pension plans and a whole lot of other things and overspending? Well, it's a lot. And as long as Democrats control Congress, believe me, they'll be able to buy off enough Republicans to make sure that the cash keeps flowing and the debt keeps growing. You like that rhyme? Thanks, Glenn. Got to move on to, an email before I get to Art. Tim wrote me an email, says, Jeff, I talked to the call screener for the Mark Levin show about having the people from every state send financial support to the governor for Florida. The dollar amount isn't important. He can say that he has support from every state. I told him I discussed this on local radio in Salem, Oregon, 1220 AM. Thank you, Mark, or thank you, Tim, for doing that on the Mark Levin show. That's important because that kind of stuff will ultimately get to Mark, and he needs to know that there are people listening and that are people taking action at his radio station. It's a great idea, by the way. We should all be supporting Ron DeSantis because he's standing up, folks, because that's what's going to come out of Kate's latest move in Oregon. And I'll tell you what it is, but let's talk to Art. Art, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Hey, Jeff. You're really kind of surprised that Kate would open up her mouth and say this stuff against Trump because she's priming things for the next election. And obviously, she has the right to do so. And so, that's why nobody's saying anything. I mean, it's not new news that Kate Brown doesn't hate Trump and hate Trump supporters. We all know that. We just got to have more Trump supporters than or Republican supporters than Democrats. That's the only way we win. But she's not going to shut up her mouth about that. And
No, she's not.
And now,
but here's what I find interesting, Art. Don't you think that, I mean, if any Republican governor was using words like eradicate, don't you think the media would just be hammering on him? But yet she's talking about eradicating, using that word, and she used it literally. You can watch the video of the Trump forces from Oregon.
Well, she doesn't
isn't
care.
That the language of Hitler?
Well, you and I both know that, and you and I both know that our state is so screwed up because of their radical politics and stuff, but unfortunately, it's been a winning combination here in Oregon, and until we convince enough people that the only way our state's going to improve is if you vote against the Democrats, now they're going to get all this gravy. And until inflation hits and everything, everybody's going to say, oh, whoopee, look at the Democrats were right about all this crap. Until it falls all apart, like it did with Jimmy Carter and those other lousy Democratic leaders. Have a good day, Jeff.
Good point. Thank you, Art. 6:48, back in a moment. We'll be right back.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at kslm.news, like the one I got from Tom. The Gateway Pundit is reporting that the governor of Montana, who's a Republican, just tested positive for COVID 4 days after taking the vaccine. Now, folks, this is where Kate's taken us. Because he's one of the people saying, you know, we're not doing vaccine passports, along with Ron DeSantis. And that's why Tim's point about making a small contribution to Ron DeSantis is important. Because DeSantis, as other governors are doing, the Republican governors are saying, no, we are not going to do vaccine passports, period. They have to stand firm, because I'm telling you, that's where Kate's latest move is taking us. The story in the Oregonian today, and I'll have it on the show plan on my Facebook page and the podcast page on KSLM.news. Here's the story in the Oregonian. COVID in Oregon, 544 cases, 33 deaths, as the governor backs away from indoor dining prohibition. She's saying that the reason she's dramatically revised her long-standing COVID benchmarks in an apparent, this is the way the story opens. In an apparent bid to keep restaurants and other businesses largely operating as it is, sidestepping provisions or severe restrictions on indoor activities. Why? Well, it's everything. And Julie, hang on. I'm going to get to you in a moment. It's everything that Art just said. Well, actually, also, Glenn, we're just Kate's just relying on tons of COVID cash coming and continuing to come from the federal government. At some point, she knows it's going to end. At some point, she knows that the economy of Oregon literally just has to take a stand. And as they increase taxes, as they take more of our freedoms away, more businesses are going to start leaving this state. They're going to vote with their feet, those that can. At any rate, she's saying that she's doing all of this, not based on science, not a word about that. Not a word about science. Because remember, that's what it was all about, right? We've got to follow the silence. No, now it's because everybody's getting vaccinated. You wait. This is the precursor. I'm telling you, the vaccine passports imposed by the petty tyrant, our governor, Kate Brown, who wants to eradicate Trump forces from Oregon. Let's go to the phones to Julie. Julie, good morning. Your thoughts?
So from personal experience, I can tell you that Kate Brown is a bully.
Yes, she is.
She is not extremely bright, but she is a real bully. And I think the only way the Republicans can do anything is to stand up to her, because bullies do not like to be stood up to. As far as Pete Courtney is concerned, he's one of the weakest individuals I've ever met in my life. He's weak. He vacillates. I can't lay my tongue on quite the correct word. But we're not dealing with people that are reasonable, that know anything, but they do know how to bully.
Yes, you're right. Your assessment of Kate is right on. I served 8 years with the woman. I've observed her. She is not particularly bright, but what she is dedicated to her passionate leftist ideas. And her ideas, Julie, are pure Marxist. And that means by any means necessary, including bullying. I will tell you, I had a conversation with Herman Bertziger when he was walked out with the Republicans last year. And he told me she had been in his office 3 times in one day. The first time to come in to try to bribe him with hundreds of millions of dollars to get the Republicans to come back in. The second two times to come in and to threaten him and bully him. This is how she operates. Yeah, she's not bright, but she's dedicated to her mission of destroying this country, because this country's evil to her. She's a Marxist.
Several years ago, I testified before a committee that she was leading when she was in the Senate. And she asked me a question. I answered it. She asked me a question again, using different words, thinking that I was a total idiot. I ignored her, and she asked it a third time. Same question, different phraseology. And I looked at her and I said, if you don't like my answer, don't ask the question. And that's what you have to do. You have to stand up to bullies.
You're absolutely right. And that's how we need to be characterizing her. And that's what the Republicans should have done. Should have walked out in front of the Capitol, had this big press conference with all the TV cameras going, and accuse her of being a bully and of threatening them. But, you know, our Republican leaders just aren't courageous enough to do that. You know, they refuse, Julie, to learn from the example of Donald Trump, because that's what Trump would have done. Julie, thank you. Great story. Got to move on to Rich in a moment. Just want to remind you, Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, fantastic contractor that you can trust here in Oregon, right here in Salem. You want to remodel your kitchen or your bathroom, disrupt your life? Do it the easy way. Do it with Righteous Renovations. Check out the great before and after photos and customer testimonials on their website, righteousrenovations.com. Righteousrenovations.com. It's Dr. Rich. Rich, good morning.
And to add to the election year virus stats, isn't it odd that in Klamath Falls, when they did their big everybody come to the fairgrounds to get your election year virus shot, that one of the people giving the shots also had the virus, and now they're saying, well, maybe there's 70 more people out here that presume to be positive because she gave them the shot. But, of course, they're not going to label it as presumed. It's going to be, oh, yeah, they got the virus.
Well, see, and that's the other thing, right? How much of the actual data is presumed? Are they even are they sharing that with us now? I don't know that they
are. Some of the news media might say, well, presumed positive. But when it comes down on the OHA, I'm sure it's going down as positive, whether you got it or not.
I'm sure it is, too. How interesting. One of the people giving the shots, giving people shots, is testing positive.
Well, look at it this way. How many people are testing positive that, one, have no effects from the virus, and two, okay, so you got the virus, so now we got herd immunity, so what's the problem?
There is no problem. Good point. Hey, Rich, thanks. Great point. Hard to argue with that. Also appreciated. Friends, I use Pro Bioscience CBD products because they really work. They work well for me. They're made in Salem from only Oregon-grown CBD. And I love the pain stick. If you have aches and pains like I do just from being old, or because you overdo it from time to time, that pain stick is fantastic. Check out on the web. Pro-Bioscience.com. Pro-Bioscience.com. Folks, I'm back tomorrow. I hope that you will join us too. Be blessed. Keep praying, keep fighting, and believing. I'll see you tomorrow.